Avei de Zohar, Perek Tal Mishnah Vav. Avei de Zohar, Shinichu Oivdeo. The worshippers of that Avei de Zohar abandoned it. And it's an abandoned Getchka lying someplace in a town. And maybe even tourists go looking at this. Oh, this was the Getchka they used to serve. But I said, right now, it's not functioning. B'shash Sholoim, if they just abandoned it, so Muteris, the abandonment is a bittel. It's not serving anymore as an idol. B'shas Mulchama, there was a bombing in the town, the people ran away, so when they came back to town, they rebuilt, but they didn't go back to that. There was a reason for it, so where was the bittel? It's just circumstances that forced the abandonment of that Getchka. So then Asura. B'moysioi Shomalocha, these were platforms that they set up the sides of roads. Roads that were owned and operated and taken care of by the king, and they set up getchkes on those platforms. Harelu mutaris. It means on these platforms they set up avodah zarah. The platform itself is the accessory to avodah zarah, but the understanding over here is that they don't see the platform betzim as a mokum avodah zarah. They see the platform as a mokim with a pot of adzor when the king is going down that road. So mele harelu mutaris meishem amidin oisim b'shor shamalachim oivim. It's only there for when the malachim pass by. It's not miyuchid as an accessory to avodzor. Therefore, it's mutar. Mishnah Zayin shalu saskenim b'roimi. It's another discussion over here where chachmi soul you find in place in Shas would go to plead with the government. And they would meet up with delegations of, they engaged in debate. Not that today we engage in debate with Goyim, with Freya. But then there was a Zach, Chach Miso did. They ask like this, they challenge the Chach Miso. The Rebbein Shem doesn't want Avay Dezorah, so why doesn't he just destroy it? Why does the Rebbein Shem allow Avay Dezorah to function? Why would a king allow something which is complete rebellion against him to function? Wipe it out. Elamai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no power. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that the gods should be served. Amru lohem ilu ladova shein tzarech ha'elam boi. Hayu oivdim. If the oivdi avodah zarah would serve something which is of no use to society, hayu mevatel itaka would be mevatel. Harein oivdim l'cham l'levon l'chachav ma'zolis. They're worshipping the heavenly bodies, which are certainly necessary. Ya'abid olamim b'nei ha'shaitim. The Rebbein Shem should destroy the world. There's a sun and the moon. Without a sun and the moon, the world can't function. So destroy the whole world because there's some shaitim that are doing an arishkeit. Omru lohenim kein ya'abid dover she'en tzarech l'olam b'ay. So why doesn't the Rebbein Shem make a selective bitl avodah zarah? Make a melting of all the avodah zarahs that are necessary. And all the things that are necessary, you shouldn't destroy. This came saying like that. Yeah, taka. Afonu machzikin yidei avdeim shalelu. If the Rebbein Shem all of a sudden you'd wake up one day and there are getchkas, there are idols all over that are melted, collapsed, killing over. And there are other things that are getchkas that are still intact. What would you say? Oh! You say, Vaistois, that this is not about the Rebbein Shem because then it would destroy everything. It's also not about a bittel of avodah zarah. It just means that these gods are stronger than those. This is what happened to Mitzrayim when all their getchkes were destroyed. Be'lehem also shvatim. But Baal Tzifoin in the Midbar was left standing. So the Mitzrayim said, Baal Tzifoin is still going to take care of us. Hayoim teidim shein elihoit shereen le'botlu. You see that they are, the people would bring a raya. So Mel, the Rebbein Shem is going to set that up. Of course not. So Mel, there's no choice. Avodah zarah has to be left standing. Has to be left functioning.